It's a Ben and Gabe podcast. On this week's episode, Gabe has lost the plot.
Hang on, where's my other co-host? Where are they in the world?
I just need to go get a coffee and then I just need to get some breakfast, but I'll be back in about like 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, just like the Prime Minister getting egged today, Hogan.
I've had the worst week. Give me a break. I'll tell you about it.
You are having a little bit of a breakdown at the moment. It is a little bit like Anne Heche. You remember Anne Heche about 15 years ago when she rocked up to that person's house and said she saw aliens in the...
Oh, shivers, yes.
Yeah, there is a flying saucer around your head. Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm okay, except for now I've got an eyelash in my eye. This is the worst day I've ever had. Yeah.
You lost an iPhone the other day, besides your brain and your mind.
I've lost everything. I've lost everyone I ever loved, anyone who was ever good to me. But yeah, I'm getting my stuff together.
We're going to talk about the Prime Minister that got egged. Oh, I know, what a tragedy.
I hope that she did use free orange eggs.
I hope she did too. Yeah. I hope they're organic. Do you think this egg woman or eggers in general only use caged eggs? Is there going to be a revolt to eggers?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know?
Where did she get the eggs? I mean,
where did she get the eggs from?
It's wasteful.
I'm going to test just how much Gabe knows about fashion. I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's very little. We're jumping on the red carpet, Gabe.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? Are you feeling comfortable?
No.
Have you got your best outfit on?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's a tracksuit. I mean, that is my favourite tracksuit, my best tracksuit.
And the royal baby everyone has been talking about, except me. And we're going to get into it right now. That's very official, Gabe. Where did this band come from?
It is great pleasure that I introduce to you the son of Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. Welcome and please meet everybody. Insert name here. Insert name here. That's a weird.
Is it? I don't know. Is it called Untitled Royal Baby Number 4?
Yeah. I don't know. They haven't named it. Is that bad luck? That's surely that's got to be.
We can all breathe a sigh of relief that the royals have had their baby. We can get back to our lives and focus on world peace and hunger and who's going to win the next election.
Met Gala.
Met Gala. What's Madonna's releasing next?
I
feel so much at relief that she's had the baby.
I know. It's great. I mean, it's really cool. I think that Harry will make a really great dad. Not that that matters. I mean, they've got all the opportunities and everything they ever need to look after a baby, but they did a home birth.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, it's like... One of
would
the
there be like plastic tarp all over Buckingham Palace? Yeah. Is that what would have happened?
Well, that's it. I guess a home birth is a little bit different when you're doing it in a castle. It's not like they did it in the bath, in the laundry at their house, you know. They wouldn't have put drop sheets down. I'm sure they had lots of doctors there, a lot of medical people running around. They would have had backup. They would have had an ambulance ready just in case anything went wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say that you've been... al natural and done a home birth when it's in a castle. I'm just saying.
Look, the fascination and love for this, it just makes me sick. Like, I was at work the other day and this, like, woman was, like, shouting at the work television. She's like, oh, for God's sakes, when are they going to have this baby?
Yeah.
I wanted to throw a book at her.
Yeah, so now you know how I feel about the Met Gala. See? We all think different things are important.
Congratulations, Meghan and Harry.
I love seeing
just let out a box of moths into the air. Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is Tucker.
And this is Sophie.
And we're Sophie Tucker.
And you're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Anyway. So the election, it's in full swing. It's next weekend.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to stuff a sausage down our mouth next weekend, a democracy sausage.
Well, I'm in Northside, so I'm hoping they have some vegetarian options.
They're always sold out.
Oh, really?
Usually on the north side, yeah.
I can't imagine you getting up too early. You're probably one of those people that like drips in the afternoon.
5 to 5.
Yeah. I bet with big sunnies on in disguise.
ScoMo he was on the campaign trail yesterday.
Yes.
He got egged.
He did get
egged. Got a big fat egg thrown at him.
Mm-hmm. At a Country Women's Association event.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the country women.
You don't mess with the country women.
I hope that she did use free orange eggs.
I hope she did too. Yeah. I hope they're organic.
Yeah, they would have been for the CWA, although they probably would have been better used in a sponge.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. So she tried to throw it.
Yeah.
She didn't go for the whole slam it into the head. She tried to throw it.
It kind of like bounced off his head, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Definitely. And he was just like rubbing his head like an idiot. Like, oh, what happened?
Yeah. How would you feel though? Because she,
there would have been a lot of planning, I would imagine, that would have gone into this.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she probably already had her, like, a celebrity T-shirts printed. I mean, because Egg Boy, he was like a hero for the Australians. Not this poor girl.
Is it a copycat type thing?
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
I want to be Egg Girl someday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of started like a little bit of a copycat thing, and she really did stuff it. I mean, she didn't pull it off, did she?
Well, yeah. I mean, she's always going to go down in history as the person that kind of missed.
Yeah.
I mean, she hit the head, but it didn't go for maximum impact.
It didn't break. Maybe she hard-boiled it. Never hard-boil your egg before you slam it.
Are people going to give her hell for that at parties and stuff now? Be like, oh, you missed.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing as well that's funny, she had a whole carton.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, what was she planning on? Like, oh, sorry, I missed. Can I just get one more shot? And security's like, yeah, all right, go on, one more. And ScoMo's like, yeah, all right, come on.
Fair go for Aussies.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit worried because afterwards, you know how the old lady got knocked over in the hustle?
Yes, yes.
Then ScoMo was like helping her up and he's going to her, you're a tough lady. Yeah. And it was just like, it was so smarmy. Everyone was like, and he gave her a hug and like posed with photos. And I was like, ugh, gross. Yeah. But they did rough handle that girl a little bit.
They did a little bit.
Yeah.
Why though, Gabe, is the egg the universal item to be thrown? Why do they always throw the egg? Could we be more inclusive with other foods or objects?
Yeah, actually, someone was. Wasn't the New Zealand minister, what was his name, Stephen Joyce? I'm pretty sure he was hit with a dildo.
Oh.
Yeah, he definitely was.
That'd be a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, it was pretty funny the way it just kind of, it looked a bit soggy too. Yeah. It just kind of slapped into the side of his face. It was
Could you
funny.
Throw like an avocado though, maybe?
Mm, they're expensive.
It could be like avocado. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What about a stick of cabanossi?
Not quite sure what cabanossi is, I'll be honest.
Sausage.
Sausage, yeah, sausage.
Eggplant?
Yeah.
Too expensive again, is
mm-hmm,
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also size that matters.
Do you think this egg woman or eggers in general only use caged eggs? Is there going to be a revolt to eggers?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You know?
Where did she get the eggs? I mean,
where did she get the eggs from?
It's wasteful. It's wasteful.
It's very wasteful.
I mean, I would have eaten that.
Yeah. Ben and Gabe, Wednesday mornings on Joy.
And we're going to talk about the Met Gala.
We're going to jump on the red carpet right after this. But before we do that, yeah. Gabe.
Yes.
Gabe, give me something sexy.
Oh, you...
Look at this. Gabe, you keep blinking.
Okay, go again. Right,
try one more.
This. I'll do duck face.
All right. Is it? I can see you've tried Australia's Next Top Lesbian before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to work
out. Wait, do my other side.
No, I'm done.
No?
It's not going to happen. I'm going to get someone else in.
I just didn't want to be too sexy. I didn't want to turn you on. That's all.
It's never going to happen. We're jumping on the red carpet, Gabe.
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? Are you feeling comfortable?
No.
Have you got your best outfit on?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's a tracksuit. I mean, that is my favourite tracksuit, my best tracksuit.
Now, I don't know about you, but yesterday morning, me and my friends, we were just texting all morning. We're like, oh my God, the Met Gala, do you see what they're wearing? We're like turning into our own language. We're going insane. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
No, I watched Spider-Man on Monday night. That's what I did.
I was hassling you though, wasn't I? I was like, you got to check out the Met Gala. You got to see it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What did you think? Were there any highlights for you?
Look, I did the research for you, Ben.
Okay.
I went online, I watched some videos, I read some articles for you.
Yes.
But really, quite frankly, my darling, I don't give a damn. I'll be honest with you.
What would you wear if you went to the Met Gala?
I'd wear what Kanye wore.
Yeah, right.
A tracksuit.
That was pretty bad of him, wasn't it?
No, he's just wearing a tracksuit, black tracksuit.
Do you think he's afraid to look a little bit colourful? Because the theme this year was camp.
Yeah.
So was Kanye like... Ain't no way I'm going to touch that, so yeah. I'll just go as boring and bland as possible and just wear a black jacket.
Mm-hmm. And what I really love what he did with his face, and that's just to look grumpy. I mean, it looks good on you, Kanye. Never smile.
Do you see Kim, though? Like, Kim always, without fail, misses the memo.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, she looked okay, but she didn't look camp.
No, she didn't look camp.
She was dripping. She was dripping. That was like her look. She was like dripping.
Okay.
She was supposed to look wet, but she wasn't camp.
She didn't look very comfortable. Like,
yeah.
It's not like a nice, snuggly woman. Do you know? Like someone you want to just like get comfortable with. She just looks very angular and snuggled.
Now, the real highlight, of course, was Lady Gaga. She had a 16-minute spectacle on the red carpet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She had four costume changes.
Yeah.
It was a huge spectacle. I loved it.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking this is how every gay man dreams of entertaining another man in the bedroom.
What?
It's like, I'm here. And then they take off another layer and the crowd goes crazy.
Yep.
And then they take off another layer and the crowd goes crazy.
She was like a babushka doll.
She was like a babushka doll.
A little Kinder Surprise.
Not everyone gets the memo, though.
No.
RuPaul.
Yeah.
He came.
Yeah,
he came.
He
showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't come in drag.
He also wore Kanye's face.
You're saying you looked a bit grumpy.
He did look a bit grumpy.
I'm just not down for it. I feel like RuPaul not going to the Met Gala out of drag is like Batman rocking up to a hen sign coming as Bruce Wayne. No.
He looks more attractive as a woman.
Yeah.
He's
I don't like him out of drag at all.
Yeah.
It's like Catwoman arriving to her 21st and leaving her cat suit in the dry cleaning.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm.
I imagine if people were like, sorry, you can't get in. And you'll be like, I'm RuPaul. It's like, really?
Mm. Some people also don't get the memo. Kris Jenner. She didn't come camp, but she decided to come as a 30-year-old.
Yeah, right.
She's looking deliciously young.
Yeah, all right. She was wearing pants, which I did like. I did notice she was wearing pants.
Well, she wears the pants in the family or the relationship.
Can we just say, going back to Kris Jenner with the blonde hair, apparently...
I think it's a wig, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because apparently... Oh, okay, then that makes my story null and void. I was going to say, apparently she did it like 2 hours before the gala. She was like, I'm going to go as a blonde.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way you would dye your hair before, like... The biggest event in the whole of America.
Doll.
It's a wig.
Yeah,
okay, sorry, I'm not great with that stuff.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
I have my phone with me. It's okay.
Is everything all right? What's going on, Gabe?
It's okay.
Talk me through it.
Okay, so...
You're rocking back and forth right now. You're in a straitjacket.
I've gone mad.
Get it off your chest.
Okay, I can't afford to get anything off my chest, just let's be honest there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're already in.
Exactly. So this is why I can't afford to get it off my chest. But, okay, left my phone in the Uber, rang the guy straight away from my friend's phone because I realized straight away I didn't have it. So it was on silent though and he wasn't answering. So the phone just kept ringing and ringing and ringing and I kept calling it and calling it and calling it, hoping someone would see it like light up in the bottom of this Uber.
Yeah.
But no one did. No one picked it up. I kept ringing. I gave up. I messaged Uber. I managed to get on the phone to them, which was very difficult to do.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll put in a report. We'll get back to you in 24 hours. I was like, no.
Suddenly it becomes the X-Files, yeah. Roswell.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at this point I'm just thinking, you're worried what is on my phone.
Well, that's
what could be found.
Well, I'm not worried, but I mean, it's your phone. I've got all my contacts there. I mean, I've got all these apps I've uploaded. I can't use the lights in my bedroom without my phone because it's like all connected, right?
Mm.
And then I was thinking like, oh, so many photos as well. Like you'll never get those photos back. And then it hit me. What about the nudes? Like, oh.
Whole lot of something on there for sure, yeah.
But I'm thinking like, this is the worst thing ever because like Facebook is connected on my phone. If someone can get into my phone and my password is pretty easy, it's not 1234, but it's like, you know me, it's not going to be complicated, okay?
Yeah.
So I am absolutely horrified that someone's going to find my phone, be able to unlock it, get all my contacts. No, what wasn't even that worried
is
about.
Is that the number one thing you think everyone is afraid of, what's on their phone?
Yeah.
You know, has everyone just got nudes on their phone?
I think most people do.
Yeah.
And also, like, ones that had been sent to me that I knew would never get sent to me again.
I remember one time losing my phone in the worst place in the world, a gay bar.
Oh, yeah.
And what's even worse is I didn't even have a passcode on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Where was it?
Would have made Donald Trump blush.
Oh, right.
Someone handed in.
Wow.
Some good citizen handed it in.
It's no good to use someone else's phone, but so important. To yourself, like to the owner, it's so important.
Anyway, what happened, Gabe?
Okay,
did you get it?
Well, no, because Uber weren't going to get back to me for 24 hours. So about 12 hours later, I was looking at Find My Phone, the app on my computer, and I could see where it was. It was in Ringwood. And I was like,
Ringers.
I'm not waiting for Uber. I'm going to go out there. So I drove out there. Also, my bank card was attached to my phone.
Oh, no.
And it had like $20 also in the cover. So I thought if they see the bank card and the money, they're just going to pocket it. Anyway, I go down down to Ringwood and there's this old man just sitting on the fence out the front of one of the houses there. So like that guy that's always there, right? So I'm like, he'll know everyone on the street. So I had a word to him. I was like, my Uber driver.
In a little bit of a rocking chair. Do you have a toothpick sticking out of his mouth?
No, he didn't. He didn't have a toothpick. But I said to him, do you know who lives in that house? Is his name Thomas? Because I knew my Uber driver was Thomas. And he's like, I don't know who lives in that house. And I was like, well, I've left my phone in his car. I'm going to go down there. If I'm not back in 10 minutes, I've been murdered. I was like, keep an eye on this, mate. So anyway, I went down there. This guy's daughter answered the phone and she was just so confused. I was like, oh, I left my phone at Uber last night. The driver's name was Thomas. And she's like, that's my dad. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And she goes off to speak to him, which I assume is in bed.
Yeah.
She comes back out again and she's like, excuse me, but how did you get our address? And I was like, I told you, I used Find My Phone, the app.
Yeah.
Find My Phone. And she's like, oh, okay. So we went out to the car. It was in the car.
Wow.
The whole time.
Was the card there?
Yeah, the card was there. No one had even seen the phone there.
You're a bit of a walking mousetrap with cheese on it, aren't you?
Breakfast on Joy.
So I was working on our podcast for the show, which we put online, by the way. Did about 3 or 4 hours work and then my computer crashed. Just shut down. Wouldn't even reload. Like it had no operating system. The hard drive was disconnected from my computer, something like that. I don't remember the technical terms, right? Lost everything. So this is on Sunday. Couldn't take it down to get fixed on Sunday. Had to come in at Joy.
Cash converters.
Had to come in at Joy on Monday. So I'm here. I was meant to get that podcast in for you on Monday afternoon, but I had to come here and do a shift at Joy, right? So I come do my shift. I want to go home, get my computer fixed, finish off this podcast for you. Racing home. As I'm racing home, I do notice the driver a little bit erratic on the road, right? A couple of minutes later, I feel this car just ramming into the back of my car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Car accident.
Oh, no.
Could life get any worse, right? So I stop. This guy's cut me off, right? So I stop in the middle of an intersection, basically, get out of my car and say to speak to the guy who doesn't speak any English.
Oh, no.
He's just kind of there scratching his head. And now let me tell you one thing. This guy had definitely done it before because his car was covered in dents and scratches. There wasn't one panel that wasn't busted in.
Like, was he driving one of those huge cars with the big wheels?
No.
Was it a monster truck driver?
No, it was like...
No.
I don't know cars very well, but it was like a white Camry or something and it was just... It was a dodgem car. Like, it was just absolutely trashy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he can't speak English, so we're using Google Translate, right, to kind of converse about what's happened here. There's no doubt that he's in the wrong. So anyway, he says to me, my friend's a mechanic. Let's not get insurance involved. Like, let's just do this between us. How about I give you 100 yen. He actually offered me 100 yen. I don't know what that is, but apparently my housemate
100 bucks.
Apparently it's like $2. Oh, Australian dollars. Anyway, I'm like, no.
Was he saying your car smelt? Was that enough for an air freshener, maybe?
I don't know, right? So anyway, I was like, there's a mechanic just up here. Let's go there. And he's like, no. My friend, this is all through Google Translate. He's like, my friend is a mechanic. And he pulls out a pile of business cards, right? And then he calls the guy, speaks to him in another language that I don't understand. And then puts me onto the guy. And I said to him, I don't know what your friend just told you. And he quickly said to me, he's not my friend. And I was like, that's weird because he has a pile of your business cards and he's like, really? So I reckon this guy just must drive around crashing into people.
Serial crasher. Think you need a lawyer, Gabe?
I reckon I might. Yeah. I'm not feeling good about this. He didn't have an Aussie driver's license. I've got his phone number and his name, but that's about it. It's just like, and then guess what? As I'm driving away from the accident, my phone breaks.
Oh, no.
My phone starts working. So I've lost parts of my car, I lost my phone, found my phone, broke my phone, lost my computer. It's just the worst thing in the world. And then I was late today.
I think this song is very suitably titled.
She drives me crazy. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ben. I'm not really that sorry. Anyway, my life is really hard.
Things are
really
on the up now.
I hope so.
Things are on the up.
Look, apparently you hit rock bottom and then things get better. So this is rock bottom.
Ben and Gabe, Wednesday mornings on Joy.